Hello, this is Mol speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of May 2018, and this is the 804th Mol Out Loud podcast. It's an exquisite day, and I'm coming up not lofty. It's the first time I've ventured up here since the big storm, and you might even be able to hear some trickling water, which is quite rare up here. But it's clear how high up that water has been. It's just a little trickle now. The main path has lost most of its surface, which ironically makes it much less slippery. And there's debris kind of everywhere. But it's such a beautiful day. It just feels like not lofty has survived the storm. I'm sure there'll be some areas that are worse hit than just here. There were parts of the landscape when I was walking up just now that I didn't recognise because the water had... The water had made the contours and obliterated the paths. Even though I was walking on a sort of upper path and looking down at the main path, and some of the trees had been blown down in the winds, so there were clearings where there hadn't been before, and also these sort of what had been water flow paths, making their own way down and not taking much notice of what had been there before. I'm at that crow and seagull demarcation point now on my walk. The sun is really quite bright and reflecting on all the still wet trees. The sky's blue, it's just beautiful, no wind at all. And actually this secret walk, or no longer quite so secret walk of mine, has been really protected, I think protected by Mount Kunanyi, Mount Wellington, on the other side. So no damage at all to this part of my walk. I don't know what it will be like when I reach the main track again and I go round the other side. The crows are winning. I'm feeling in a quiet sort of mood this morning, so that's why I'm not saying very much. I think my eyes are just really feasting. I'm just standing next to an old gum tree, and most of its outer bark has come off. So it's got these lovely, elegant... sort of marbling of ochre and very, very, very pale grey-green and a sort of creamy colour. And you can see where the tree has grown, how it's sort of wrinkles under its arms or under its branches. It's standing out very sharply against the deep blue sky. Deep pale blue, if that makes any sense. Often the sky is a sort of washed out blue, but it's pale but not washed out. Now that's a bit exciting, hearing the frogs back. I haven't heard the frogs for, I would say, about 9 months. And just where I'm standing, I think the water's come down and it's created a pool, but maybe it is always a pool down, or not always, but it is often, not even often, I have to keep drawing myself back. Perhaps whenever there is a heavy rainfall, there is a sort of pond or pool at this point, but of course I haven't been along here before. And I was right that the side that I had been walking along when I was talking just now was unaffected, and about 2 minutes after I said that, I came across the next path and it had become a rivulet. There wasn't a lot of damage, but apart from deep runnels and lots of puddles still in the path, and a bit of a stream in the middle. So this side is definitely wetter, and I'm not wearing my more solid boots. I'm wearing the ones with a bit of a slit up the side from the sole, so my feet aren't quite as dry as they were. I'm just looking up and I've just seen a car. I can't quite imagine how it can be there. It's probably someone assessing the damage. Anyway, the frogs are lovely. I'm so glad they're back. So far on this walk, haven't met a single human being. The car is on a fire trail, and the fire trail has got quite severe ruts in it from the water, but I didn't see anybody who belonged to the car. So all I've seen as kind of fellow creatures are about 7 or 8 wallabies, all of them quite big. They always hop away, and then there's a very particular distance that they stop at to assess you, and you'd almost be able to measure it, how far that distance would be. I can't measure it. I'm not very good at gaining measurements, but it always feels like the same distance away from me. Maybe 30 meters or something like that.
Bye.
More very happy frogs in the frog ponds. The frog ponds haven't had any water in for months and months and months either, so I don't know where they go when they're not here, where they wait for the water to come back. Anyway, it is a joyful sound. Hello again. I've come to the other end of today. It's about 7:15, it's 10:50, and I'm rather hoping I can upload this before the MailChimp runs off. I should have been back quite a bit earlier. I've just got back from town on my bike, and I was about 3/4 of the way home, thinking how wonderful it was to be on the bike and feel the air on my face. And I suddenly thought, I know why I'm feeling so free. It's because I haven't got my helmet on. And I realized I had put it down on a rubbish bin when I was gearing up to get on the bike in town. And when I'd left town, the rubbish collectors were not far behind me, and I just had this horror that my helmet might go the way of the rubbish. It's illegal in Australia to ride a bike without a helmet, and while I'd felt deliciously free and innocent when I was coming home, I was feeling a bit stealthy and guilty when I rode back into town to see if I could rescue my helmet. They hadn't reached those bins when I got there, but my helmet wasn't on the bin, and I thought, oh no, I'm going to have to ride home illegally again. But my acupuncturist, or the person who runs the Qigong, had put it in a really clever, safe space that I could see. I didn't have my phone with me, so I couldn't ring to find out. So I'm very glad to be reunited with my helmet. And I also must say, when I realised I hadn't got my phone, wondered whether I'd put it down there as well. But it was at home. So what an adventure. I'm glad I had Qigong first, because I felt reasonably calm and collected about the whole thing. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you have been able to engage with whatever's most important to you. And however small that amount of time was, that you were really able to be involved. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.